It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Tuesday to you. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey's joining us live from New York City. The sewer rats didn't get him yet, thank God. We're going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This show gets started every day, every single weekday. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Shout outs to all my folks on the West Coast holding it down. You on the beach, you in the woods, you in the sand, you in traffic, you on a boat, you on a dock, you beering, I don't know, you in the desert, I don't know. There's so much to do on the West Coast. Maybe you're in a mountain, I don't know. But thank you for locking in. There's a lot to get into. Congratulations to the WNBA. They got chartered flights now. Where did the money come from? I don't know, but we'll get into it. Maybe it's a gift. I'll explain. Also, last night, we had some butt kickings, ass whoopings in the NBA. Well, the New York Knicks, it was a close one, but they come out on top of the Pacers, take a 1-0 series lead. Meanwhile, this one was a destruction. The Timberwolves smacked the Nuggets with no Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert with his significant other for the birth of his son. And they didn't need him. They did not need Rudy Gobert. Nikola Jokic, for the first time, I think, in 3 years, just looked lost. And then Jamal Murray, he wasn't lost. He knew what was going on because he had the wherewithal. He didn't hit nothing last night, by the way. And the one time he got a hit, he threw a heating pad onto the court. I didn't know you could throw objects on the court and get away with it, but Jamal Murray did. We'll talk about that later on in the show. Also, Scott Hastings, he covers the Nuggets. He played in the league. He's going to join us from the Altitude Sports Network. And I want to get his thoughts on what's going on with these Nuggets. I mean, I thought from the beginning of the season that they had an issue with depth, and I think it might be just showing itself right now. Tonight, about an hour from now, maybe less than 30 minutes, we're going to find out who the Defensive Player of the Year is. Likely to be Rudy Gobert. Tyler Boyd, remember him, wide receiver from Cincinnati? He got a new job. He's a Titan. Joe Burrow showed up to work. He actually practiced. We know he's been dealing with that busted up wrist. Well, now he can go out there and sling the rock, okay? There's a lot that we need to discuss. Patrick Beverley said sorry in an extended way for throwing that ball at the fans twice. There's so much. And then we got basketball, okay? We got Dallas and Oklahoma City. They get started tonight. We know that the Stanley Cup playoffs is going on as well. The Boston Celtics and the Cavs, they tip off. This ain't soccer. They get going in about an hour from now. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me everywhere. I am online at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
JR, I'm doing... You know what? How I'm doing today? I feel like you today. So doing good. But you want to know why I feel like you today?
Is this something unusual? Do I typically feel the same way every day?
I would say so. And okay. Yes, it is unusual. Nothing to right. do with you physically.
Okay.
But where you reside, you always talk about how nice it is in Atlanta. 80 degrees today. Look at me. I'm outside. Yeah, the sun is shining.
84, 85 today. Yeah, sun is beautiful. Yeah.
80 degrees here and sunny. No big deal.
Now, 80 and sunny in New York?
It's a one and done. Okay. It's going to be pretty crappy the rest of the week. But for one day, I could say, yeah, I'm living like JR. Nice day in May. This is a good start to the day.
So did Master Splinter and them other rodents like walk the street since the weather's so beautiful? Did they come from the subway?
They didn't. I think they stuck down there.
Okay. No yeah. Ninja Turtle sightings. None.
No.
Right?
My neighbor got some parakeets that I saw today. So they were out in the sun.
You saw parakeets?
Parakeets.
Like, what do you mean? They put them on like a fire escape or something? Or they took them outside? How does this work?
There's like a storefront next to where I live. And they're like a little cage. Three parakeets in a cage. And they are outside.
Okay.
You know, soak up some sun as well. So,
oh, that makes sense.
Just and they got them, and we met them now.
Them things don't shut up. They don't talk either. They just make noise, right?
Yes, a little bit of noise. God. It's not too loud, but yeah, like the 5 minutes I was talking to the store owner, They were chirping the whole time.
Oh, my God. If I say you got to find some tape, am I going to get an email from PETA?
They are always after it. That's for sure.
Yeah, they don't shut up. Don't worry about it, Hickey. I'll take the PETA emails. It's perfectly fine. We're going to get into New York later on in the show. Matter of fact, we'll get into the Knicks later on this hour. No parakeets allowed in Madison Square Garden. The Knicks beat the Pacers and some mistakes made by the referees, but we'll get into that later on in the show. Let's get this butt kicking on out the way. Last night, as I walked out of the studio and the New York Knicks were able to wrap up their victory against the Pacers, by the time I got into my house, it was a beatdown in Denver. The Minnesota Timberwolves at halftime led the Nuggets 61-35. Let me say that again. At halftime, these are your defending champs. And I get it. It's a different team. All the same faces from last year with the championship squad are not there. 61-35. I haven't seen the Nuggets manhandled like this in forever. The Minnesota Timberwolves outscored the Nuggets 33-15 in the second quarter. Like, this isn't just taking somebody's lunch money. This is taking their lunch money and punching them in the face. I mean, the largest lead for the Minnesota Timberwolves was 32 damn points. The final score, let me say it again. I can't believe it. 106-80? Hickey, did you see the game last night? You saw the end of it?
Oh, I saw all of it. It was, like you said, a bludgeoning from the start.
I quit at like the 4-minute mark. I said that. I did. I said, yo, there's no a million 3-pointers that are going to happen. I said, I'm turning this crap off.
Oh, you're talking about 4 minutes at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah.
You could have said 4 minutes at the beginning of the game, and that honestly would have been true, too.
Oh, yeah. This was abuse. The Denver Nuggets, they had 19 turnovers to 16 assists. Jokic, 16 points, 5 of 13 from the field. This is one of the most efficient players and big men ever. 16 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 turnovers. Not a Jokic-like game. Anthony Edwards had 27. Karl Anthony Towns, he had 27. This was abuse from the beginning until the end. This is what Anthony Edwards had to say about going 2-0 here against the Nuggets.
I mean, Fitch, you do a great job of putting emphasis on it's not about who win the first game. You know, you want to win every game. I mean, so you don't want to split. You want to win 2 here and have home court advantage and then try to win 2 at home.
This is crazy. Charles Barkley was sitting around saying that these Denver Nuggets, they just might get swept. I'm not going that far. Like, Denver has to win a game, right? Minnesota Timberwolves, is that this defense is just hounding. I told you about the bad numbers of Jokic, and I know Jamal Murray's been dealing with a busted ankle. He's still been playing pretty damn well. 8 points. 3 of 18 from the field. 0 of 4 from deep. Jamal Murray, let me say that again. This professional basketball player took 18 shots and only made 3. It was ugly. The defense for the Timberwolves, it was hounding. And must I remind you, there was no Rudy Gobert. Chris Finch, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, the man running around with a busted up knee, he's sitting in a wheelchair. I mean, he was more available than Rudy Gobert. And Chris Finch, he said, yeah, we whooped ass. We ain't need no Rudy.
Rudy's driven a defensive culture here. And, you know, I think it's a testament to, you know, to his impact, his presence, and what he's infused into the team on how important defense is and how great we can be when we play it.
Oh, so all of a sudden, Rudy Gobert is the inspiration for the Minnesota Timberwolves in their defense. Even though he's not there, he was attending to his family after the birth of his child. The defense was still swarming. Let's be real. Anthony Edwards, this 22-year-old freak of nature from right here in Atlanta, Georgia, this man can play end-to-end on the basketball court. People do not talk about Jaden McDaniels. He can guard any and everybody. He is 6'9". He's long as hell. 185 pounds. He's a freak. Nobody's going to call Karl Anthony Towns fleet of foot, but he is still 7 feet. Kyle Anderson, athletic. Mike Conley, been around a long time. Naz Reid, underrated player. Sixth man of the year. This is a big basketball team. Big. Jokic, the big man, likely to be a third-time MVP, possibly about to be eliminated from the postseason. Jokic, you tell me if he sounded worried. He talked about the defense of the Wolves and whether or not they beaten him down.
They play really good defense. They're playing the really good defense the whole season. That's why they're number one defense. They're aggressive. They're pushing of the spot. All five is aggressive. They know what they're doing, and that's why probably it's hard to score.
Hickey, when they win a game, he sounds the same, right?
He is very monotone, yes. He's the same when he wins, also the same when they lose, which is what you want from your star, right? You don't get too high, don't get too low.
This is what let's play it again. This is what he sounds like when he's excited too. Let's hear it.
They play really good defense. They're playing the really good defense.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it could be a 20-point victory for the Denver Nuggets. It could be a 20-point defeat for the Denver Nuggets. And Nikola Jokic sounds exactly the same. He could go for a parade and win a championship, and he's ready to go back and, I don't know, Hickey, he rides the horses, right? Is that what he do? He rides them?
Yeah. The trotters, right? What do they call that? Like I forget the little cart.
Little gladiator things, right?
Yeah.
The ones that are close to the floor?
Right, exactly right. Oh, definitely a horse racing term for that. I apologize to those aficionados for not knowing it, but yeah, he sits in one of those buggies and rides around.
No, it's no shame. Man, I don't know what that is. I never saw that in New York. I mean, you're in New York right now. You don't see that.
Oh, you got to go to Empire Raceway, the Trotters.
Oh, in Yonkers?
They got them.
You go up there? You do?
I've gone there one time.
How about this? I used to live up there. What the hell were you doing over there?
Trying to see some ponies.
Oh, this. Listen, nothing wrong with that. A lot of ponies up there. Other type of ponies, but you should probably stay away, Hickey. Good idea. Anyway, yeah, this man is, he'd rather be hanging out with his horses. Chris Finch, head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, he also gave his defense a round of applause.
You know, we've had some really, really good defensive efforts this year, but that has to be right up there with the best of them. On the ball, off the ball, the physicality, execution of the game plan, just, you know, doing it over and over and over and over again requires like a physical and a mental toughness. They had that.
This deserves a slow clap. Like they need a round of applause. Who would have thought the Minnesota Timberwolves would be here at this point of the season? Who thought that the Minnesota Timberwolves were going to be one of the best teams in the league? I mean, not like this damn good. Who would have thought the Minnesota Timberwolves could potentially be the team to knock off the defending champion? Denver Nuggets, not me. Not me. I mean, Anthony Edwards has taken his game to a different place. I didn't know that they could play this type of defense. And I said this yesterday. You could thank Michael Conley for a lot of this play. The veteran who actually has an influence on the squad. I think at this point, this is crazy. Prepare yourselves. Who would have thought this is at the beginning of the year? I think we're going to see the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder. We are either going to see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander lose his mind in the finals, or we might see Anthony Edwards. Oh, it's a youth movement. It's in full swing in the NBA right now. And I know this series isn't over, but it looks like the Minnesota Timberwolves, they absolutely have what it takes, whether it's a blowout or whether it's crunch time. The Timberwolves look ready for prime time. And Anthony Edwards, I'm going to say this again. He is 22 years old. He hasn't even reached the peak of what he's going to be able to do on the basketball court. 22 years old. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Next hour, we're going to talk to a former man who was in the league. Now he's a broadcaster out in Denver covering these Nuggets. Scott Hastings is going to talk to us and tell us about what has gone wrong and what they need to do to turn things around. We're going to talk about Dallas and Oklahoma City later on tonight. I didn't dive too deep into this. Jamal Murray, I think he needs to be suspended for throwing an object, a rather large object, a heating pad, onto the basketball court. Patrick Beverly says, I'm sorry. The WNBA is getting its athletes charter flights. Caitlin Clark is filling up another arena. They have to move her games. Jalen Brunson is playing out of his mind. Joe Burrow has shown up to practice, and I will be here for the next 3 hours and 45 minutes. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Minnesota Timberwolves did all of this with no Rudy Gobert. There's a former NBA player who does not know how to shut up. Maybe Pat Riley needs to call him out. And he said to Rudy Gobert, man, you should have just went out there and played because it's just a baby. I'm going to tell you which player had this thought to share publicly on the other side. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I like this vibe. This is my vibe. Yeah. Hickey, this is what you listen to on a Saturday night? No, right? No?
No. Yeah, no. I'm more of a top 40 guy.
What that? Top 40?
Yeah.
Hey, Hickey, oh my God, what happened?
What do you mean what happened?
Nothing bad happened. What is this guy's name? Did he kick me off of X? What's this idiot's name?
Elon Musk? No.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta try my phone. I'm trying to share what the hell we do here, and there we go. I tried to use it. There we go. Boom. Piece of cake.
Oh, man, that would have been some sort of controversy. You got kicked off. I was gonna say, what'd you do?
Nothing. Just be me. I guess that's enough. What is this guy? You know, stupid X has been asking me for, I don't know, however long this, when this guy took over, and I don't know if I should be saying this publicly because they're going to use it against me, maybe. When he took over, they started asking me for every bit of personal information to verify who the hell I am. And I'm like, you know, you don't need to know everything. I don't need my phone number and this and my social security. I don't need all of this stuff connected to a social media account. And so I always just reject it. And it asks me every day. And so maybe today is the day they just said, we got him. I think, you know, it's like, hey, we got him. He has no choice. But it's pretty hilarious. Hickey, I go to x.com.
Oh, you type in X, huh?
No, I said, let me try it. I said, I go to x.com. It goes to twitter.com.
It's good. So I still type in Twitter.
Listen, it still works. I mean, this stupid guy tried all of this stuff, and I mean, I guess when you got $1 billion that your dad gave you, it's just do what you want. I think there are less wealthy people who do the same and end up running the country. So there you have it. Speaking of people who do what they want, how about this? Right before we went to break, we talked about the Minnesota Timberwolves look like legitimate championship contenders if they continue playing defense like they played last night. They beat Denver 106-80. And Hickey, we had this conversation about Rudy Gobert, and his son was born, as far as I know, earlier in the day. The game was late at night. Minneapolis, Twin City, St. Paul, not far at all from Denver, Colorado. You get there in a couple of hours, and then like almost halfway through the show, while we were on air, we found out that Rudy Gobert would not show. And that's his business. You know, I think there's a lot of players, especially if they lost, that would have taken the approach of, well, damn it, man, you're about to be defensive player of the year. You couldn't show up and help us out just a little bit? And they ain't need him. I mean, if Rudy Gobert was there, the score might have been closer. I don't know. There's no way to know this. But my thought process is, this is, would have been me, and everybody's different. Everybody's family situation is different. I would have been like, oh, I was here for the birth. The baby's here. Everybody's healthy. Everybody good. We all good. I'm good. You good. You good. I'm going to go play the game, and I'm going to be right the hell on back. That's it. I'm going to go out there and earn my $40 million, and I will be right the hell back. That's me. I don't know Rudy Gobert. I don't know his the mother of his son. I don't know these people. I don't. Maybe they needed him there, and that's fine. Gilbert Arenas, I don't know if he knows any more than I do. I highly doubt it. Gilbert Arenas, known to say stupid things. Gilbert Arenas had the internet on fire earlier today when Gilbert Arenas, on his own show, decided to say it was just a baby. It's just a baby. Who cares? Just a baby.
It's a baby, bro. It's going to be there when you get back. We hope. Right. Yeah. I mean, God, I'm just saying. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just saying. The baby going to be,
okay,
trust me.
But unnecessary.
The baby going to, it don't know. Whatever you about to think you about to do with the baby, he going to be asleep.
What are you saying? Man,
need some milk.
Like, I get you want to be with your wife and smile and stuff and your good NBA healthcare insurance.
Right.
It's because of you playing.
Hickey, is he saying anything different than me? He's saying the same thing, but no. Is he? I don't know. Help me out here. I don't want to be lumped in with him, but I feel like we're saying the same thing.
The message, you massaged it a little bit differently, I would say, compared to him just saying it's just a baby. It's going to be there when you get back. I don't think you used those words. And we're so, I guess you could say, matter of fact. But that's, you know, Gilbert Arenas doing what he does best.
It's provocateur.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's a whole inspiration for. We still got to figure out the name of that segment. I don't know what the hell we call it. Just there's all these ridiculous podcast things. We still got to find the name. That would have been perfect.
What if we just say dumb things people said on a podcast? Just
hey,
it straight up.
It's time for dumb things people say on a podcast. Right?
If I was a listener, I would tune in.
Is it just dumb? Because sometimes the things make sense. Or can we just shuffle everything under dumb?
Okay. So we can go maybe things people said on a podcast.
No. I think we got to stick with dumb.
Okay. I like it. Dumb things people say on podcasts.
And if it's not dumb, then we just give them credit for not being stupid. There's enough stupid things that are said every week.
I think it's already in the works.
Yeah, we could do what we want here. Dumb things people say on a podcast. We can start this segment off with, it's just a baby. I don't know. Maybe it fits. Maybe it doesn't. We'll figure it out. Yeah, Gilbert Arenas. Listen, he doesn't just say stupid things, Hickey. Gilbert Arenas is over here inspiring actual people who know how to put together an actual show.
That he is. We got to give him credit. Shout out to you.
Thank you, Gilbert Arenas. Not only did he bring guns into the locker room, not only did he blow out his knee, not only did he take the money, I don't blame him for taking the money from A. Poland. Who would have known that Gilbert Arenas would be inspiring people all these years later? Thank you, Gilbert Arenas. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This is crazy to me. There is a massive gap between game 2 and game 3. And so any momentum that the Minnesota Timberwolves had, I'm not going to say it's lost. Certainly everybody in Minnesota is going to be real hyped for them to come back home and try to go up 3-0. The game is on Friday night. Last game was yesterday. That's Tuesday night. It's a Friday night. I mean, this is one hell of a stretch. I mean, do they need this many days? They couldn't play the damn game on Thursday? What are we doing here? And Hickey, you know, the other interesting part, and this will be discussed more, especially as they have more success, the Wolves, they still are fighting over who's going to own the team. That's what they're still doing. Alex Rodriguez and Lauri are still running around trying to lay claim to the Timberwolves instead of their owner, Glenn Taylor. Could you imagine? And this is, I don't think this is out the realm of possibility right now, but can you imagine if the Wolves win the championship, Hickey?
If you're Glenn Taylor, or I guess if you're A-Rod, that's probably bad news, right? I don't know how these legal battles work, but I'm assuming if you win a title, doesn't your value go up? So doesn't, in that
absolutely.
Case, the price go up? So if A-Rod reportedly, if this is true, had problems paying, you know, his portion of what he was supposed to owe on time. Well, if he had problems paying that on time, is he going to afford now a championship rate?
Well, I don't think it. I mean, this is part of what they were arguing over. I think Glenn Taylor was just like, hey, I've had the team. We're actually winning right now. The value is going up, so I ain't selling. And I don't think they can now, he can now tack on more and go, hey, well, listen, if you want to buy the team, you got to, you know, ante up more. I think they're going to argue pretty much from whatever they, from the point that they had an agreement, that's where they're going to start. That's where they're going to stop. It's just going to be very weird. If the Wolves, and there's no guarantees, we do not know, they got to win this series and another one. But if they do, this is already an interesting fight because nobody expected the Wolves to be this good. And so now you got an ownership group. You have the minority owners, and then you got the majority owner who are beefing over who owns the team and who will ultimately own the team. And it's going to get even more complicated if this just ends in a championship. I'm going to laugh. Alex Rodriguez, Mark Laurie in legal fight with Glenn Taylor over Timberwolves ownership. Yeah, they're getting ready for arbitration. Absolutely hilarious. Always funny when, I guess, the real world enters into sports. Everything is a business, folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other game that took place last night. The New York Knicks barely got by the Indiana Pacers. In Madison Square Garden, Jalen Brunson, he lost his mind. And the Pacers, they're not happy with the refs. We'll explain. We'll talk about it on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we're going to have another playoff game in the NBA. The Boston Celtics are going to host the Cleveland Cavaliers in game one of their semifinal matchup. We'll see if Donovan Mitchell has to go out there and score another 50 million points. And there is no Kristaps Porzingis, still dealing with a calf issue. And how about this? Congratulations to Rudy Gobert. We just talked about this man. Rudy Gobert, he's not sitting around with a baby, but he is currently on TNT, where he has accepted and has been named the Defensive Player of the Year. Congratulations, Rudy Gobert. Hickey, he just keeps on winning, right? Is this what it is?
Hell of a 12 hours for him. I guess really 24. Son is born. Your team wins in a blowout, so you don't have to really get criticized. Or if anyone did criticize him, that goes away because you win the game. Defensive Player of the Year now ties a record. Good to right now be Rudy Gobert, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is wild. This is his fourth Defensive Player of the Year award. And when you think about the other guys, the only other men, two of them who have four awards, you got to go to Ben Wallace. Which is crazy because Ben Wallace was an undersized center, is big and strong like an ox. And then the other one is Dikembe Mutombo. And I don't know, and maybe this is why people don't like Rudy Gobert. I don't want to call it bias. I don't know. If you got to ask me, do you want Dikembe Mutombo? And this is a different era, a different time. You know, Ben Wallace was protecting the paint. He could handle a center down low. He would deter a guard from attacking the paint. Nobody asked Ben Wallace, hey, man, go out there and guard a point guard, a shooting guard on a pick and roll. And the same thing in regards to that Kembe Mutombo. Just nobody wanted to see him in the paint. And so, it's a different time. It's a different era. Congratulations to Rudy Gobert, a four-time Defensive Player of the Year. He's talking to TNT. Yeah, we'll share some audio with you probably next hour from Rudy Gobert accepting his award. A hell of a 48 hours, 24 plus hours, as Hickey said. A birth of a child yesterday ties a record today, a couple of minutes ago, wins his fourth Defensive Player of the Year award. Hickey, if he wants sympathy, Rudy Gobert has to just pick up the baby and wave him in front of the camera, right?
That's true.
No?
That's true. Like, hey, I'm not faking it sort of thing. Yeah. Here's proof.
Oh. What, that I actually did have, well, not, well, we did have a baby, right? Is that what he has to do?
In case anyone's doubting, not that there's anyone that is, but you're all right. Cute baby, hold up in front of the camera. Oh,
don't do that. Nah, a lot of babies, they don't look good when they fall out, Hickey. They don't.
How do I have ever heard someone phrase the birth of a baby as fall out?
Listen, bro.
I'm gonna steal that. That's funny.
Yeah, the baby fell out, and they don't look cute. They just listen. How many people look cute when they just been balled up and wrapped up, you know, for 9 months? It's difficult.
You're not wrong.
They touch an air for the first time. They've been sitting in that amniotic fluid for 9 months, and now they're here with the rest of us. Welcome. Welcome. Does it get better?
Welcome to this hellhole, a.k.a. Earth.
Does it get better? I mean, damn. Anyway, I've been out for too long, Hickey, and I can't. Nobody could go back. One way in, one way out. And, you know, here's the ironic part. The one guy who had actually something funny to say about childbirth, this guy he's a terrible guy. It's Bill Cosby. You ever heard what he used to say about this?
No.
Bill Cosby had a running line on The Cosby Show, which is just one of the greatest television shows ever. Unfortunately, now it's difficult to watch given Bill Cosby, his history. Bill Cosby used to say, I brought you in this world. I can take you out. But there's no going back after you're born. So congratulations to Rudy Gobert, his family, the baby, and for etching himself into NBA lore. And this was before he won his now third, or excuse me, this is now his fourth Defensive Player of the Year award. Hickey, this is wild. Rudy Gobert, he's a Hall of Famer. Just it, period. If Rudy Gobert quit tomorrow, he's going into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He is.
Yeah, I can't argue. I can't argue that. I think you are 100% right about it. And now, today, now, especially, four DPOIs, it's unarguable, inarguable. Yeah. But no, you're 100% right.
I think this aids his cause as well. I feel like international players get a boost as well, don't you think?
I mean, I guess I just feel like everyone gets a boost for the Basketball Hall of Fame because it's just like, I mean, it's more of a participation trophy. Not to water it down, but they've done it themselves.
Yeah, they have, but, you know, they start putting in guy had international contributions and look what he did for his country. And I just hope by the time Rudy Gobert's career is over, and it's not, I don't think going to be over anytime soon. I think Rudy is 31 years old. I feel like he's been around forever at this point. I hope he gets respect. You know, everybody bullies him. I heard Draymond Green show him love for the first time last week, saying, hey, he's actually helping out on the perimeter. Like, you can leave him out there. Yeah, Gobert, he's turning 32 in June.
That is crazy.
He's been in the NBA since 2013. Damn, it's been a while. Yeah, Rudy Gobert, Hall of Famer. I'm taking everybody's money. Congratulations to him. We'll hear from Rudy Gobert next hour. Let's talk about these New York Knicks. It wasn't a blowout, and this game pretty much finished when we were on our way out of the studio yesterday. The New York Knicks, they beat the Pacers at Madison Square Garden, inside Madison Square Garden, the final score 121-117. Listen to this. Jalen Brunson loses his mind again. He has 43 points. He has 21 of these points in the fourth quarter. He helped the New York Knicks come back. They were trailing by 9 in the fourth. Pacers were dunking on people and flying all over the place, embarrassing the Knicks until we got to the end of the game. There were some interesting calls. Who knocked the ball out? Who turned the ball over? I mean, it was wild. And then Dante DiVincenzo basically hit the game-winning three, and that was all she wrote. Now, there were some calls that were, let's just say, questionable. Miles Turner, you know, fouling DiVincenzo on his way through a screen, and that helped out the New York Knicks, and who touched the ball and who didn't. Like, we had the normal end-of-game nonsense. And the NBA actually put out a report this afternoon, and they said, the referees made four mistakes at the end of the game. One of those mistakes, one that was not a mistake, was on that screen for Miles Turner. And so Miles Turner actually spoke about this after the game, and he kind of said, I can blame the refs, but I'm not. Listen to Miles Turner.
So just in my experience in this league, I think it's the best when the players decide the outcome of the game. I think it's unfortunate that, you know, it happened. You know, we reviewed it. They still called it a legal, you know, legal screen, but it's the playoffs, man. Like, I feel like DiVincenzo did a good job of selling it. And, you know, for the most part, you can't leave the game to be decided by the refs. So we have to take accountability as well. So, of course, it's right after the game. I'm a little fresh with my emotions about it. But we know at the end of the day that, you know, we can't get to that position. So I think the last two-minute report, we're all looking forward to that coming out. You know, I think there was two controversial calls. You know, we had to use our challenge on one call, Tyrese, and then the kickball by Aaron Nesmith that was not a kickball. I mean, you clearly see it on the replay. So, like I said, it's unfortunate, but, you know, it's just we can't put ourselves in that position.
Yeah, well, the NBA reviewed it, and they said that you committed a foul. Get over it. His head coach, he didn't feel no different. Rick Carlisle, after the game, he said, hey, we're in the Garden. We're not the Knicks with the Pacers. We ain't going to get no love.
I don't want to talk about the officiating. We're not expecting to get calls in here. You know, it'd be nice if they laid off that one, but they didn't. So, you know, that's just the way it goes. I mean, we challenged it. They reviewed it. They got a bunch of people in New Jersey that agreed with them. So that's just the way it goes. So, you know, we got to learn from that too. That's a timing play. Both guys are involved. So we'll have to execute that better next time.
Yeah, get over it. Everybody wants to complain about the refs. Get over it. Did the referees blow a 9-point lead at the end of the game? No, they didn't. Did a referee wake up yesterday with a bad back like Tyrese Halliburton? Maybe, I don't know, but I don't think so. Halliburton, we know he had back spasms earlier yesterday, finished with 6 points and only 8 assists. Pascal Siakam had 19, T.J. McConnell off the bench had 18. And how about this? The Pacers bench outscored the Knicks, listen, 46-3? What? I had to convince myself that that's actually what took place, and it is 46-3. Thibodeau likes to take his players. I mean, at this point, he's just like, look, guys, y'all going to play 48 minutes, damn it. The New York Knicks, this is what the Knicks and the Pacers do. It's how things go. And then, Hickey, we talked about this yesterday. You mentioned it. For the next game, Reggie Miller is going to be in attendance. And he's not just showing up. You might recall this. You might know. Reggie Miller is a broadcaster for the NBA on TNT. Reggie Miller spoke, and he pretty much said that he's going to be out there and ready to go. But it goes beyond that. Reggie Miller is ready for all the curse words. Listen to what he said to Dan Patrick.
The boogeyman is coming back to town.
Starks will be there at the game. Like, you actually had a physical conversation. You and John Starks okay?
I haven't seen Johnny Boy in a while.
So he'll be there.
Bring it. I hope Larry's there, Charles. Bring them all. Patrick, do you think I care about it? Any of them?
Well, you're not going to mess with Ewing. You like Patrick. He's a good guy. Oakley, you're not going to mess with.
I could easily make a call and get some of my Davis boys in the arena.
Oh. Hickey, doesn't he sound like a guy who's not likable? He sounds irritating just from the beginning. Let's play. Just play the beginning part about Boogeyman. Like, who... I could punch him in the face just for sounding like that. The boogeyman. I hope really the Knicks just wipe out the Pacers. Just get Reggie Miller out of the building. We don't need him in the building. He's not the boogeyman. He's just irritating at this point. And based on how people feel about his commentary, it doesn't seem like he's liked in too many arenas. Good for him. And how disrespectful it is for him to mention Charles, because Charles Oakley ain't showing up. Has Reggie Miller been living underneath a rock Charles Oakley don't like the owner of the Knicks. Maybe Reggie Miller needs to do a little bit more more research about what's going on in New York City. Stephon Marbury was in. He was losing his mind. Hickey, the last time I think Stephon Marbury, no, that's not true. Do you remember when he was eating Vaseline?
I knew you were going to go there. Yes. Holy cow.
He was having a breakdown, man. That was before he went to China, right?
I believe you're right. Yes. And he's got rejuvenated. He's got his wits about him. And look at him. Now he's there front row cheering on the Knicks.
So if we send Aaron Rodgers to China, will he come back better?
One can only hope. Jets fans can only hope. Everyone. I can only hope. I'm done with him.
July. He got till July before training camp really. It's time to turn things around for Aaron Rodgers. Wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back. Congratulations, Rudy Gobert and the Cavs and Celtics. They're getting ready to tip off. We'll talk about it. And then Scott Hastings is going to join us to talk about the Nuggets. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.